podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California.
Now they can't be every 30 seconds.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back, sweetums. We are the Sweet Side of Life podcast, all the way from Southern California, and we have a second parter tonight. It's a sequel.
A sequel.
A sequel. It's Memorial Day
part D.
So yeah, we're gonna wrap up our Memorial Day vacation with our friends.
I posted on TikTok.
You did. I was gonna give you shit, but
hallelujah!
You put two TikToks out today.
I put our Vegas out on TikTok, our Vegas pics, and I put our Cali vibes pics out on TikTok. So
yep. Did we take any? We didn't take any with the reggae band, huh?
What reggae band? Oh, no, when we went out. No, we didn't. We should have.
Duh.
I know.
When we're out, we are so content not thinking, not focused.
At all.
Like, we try to take photos. We try to.
I know. We have friends that are like, send me photos. And I'm like, I don't have any.
I'll send you photo.
Nude photos or, I mean, this is obviously like off the subject, but yes, like on the subject of, we just don't think to take pictures. It's because I'm a Zennial and you're a Gen X. So it's not in like our brains to constantly,
yeah, like I go to a concert and my phone is in my pocket.
Yeah,
I think I have.
I took mine out only to tease our friends in Michigan that we were watching Dirty Heads. Mm-hmm. And there's the song that was playing is one they know, so I only took my phone out to do like a wish you were here kind of thing.
little braggy.
Yeah, a little braggy, you're not here, but wish you were here.
So before we get into our part due, we're gonna do our usual event lineup come in. We got our drink of the night.
And I am drinking tonight.
We are drinking tonight. It is official. I was going to make like a tiki style, not even a tiki, like a island style drink, but it only used a half ounce of pineapple juice. And we have the Costco pineapple juices, which are like,
they're not Costco. No, they're just in a can.
Okay. Well, there's 6 ounce.
Yeah.
And pineapple juice does not hold very well
in
the fridge. It
doesn't in a can. I don't know. Maybe if we poured it into a glass or like a Tupperware or something after we opened it. I don't know if it's like the air with the can, with the aluminum, if it
aluminum
and then the like acid in the
all I know is like juice, one like day once, later it's foul.
Yeah, that doesn't taste as good.
It's gross. I pulled a pineapple out from the back of
I try
our fridge
to trick you because I don't like throwing things away.
Oh, you're the
and
worst.
I'll put it in like your drinks and then you'll be like, did you use a new pineapple?
Oh, I can tell.
Like, at all.
It tastes like I licked a aluminum flagpole. It's fucking gross. The other day I was searching for like a hidden Red Bull and I found a hidden pineapple juice all the way in the back of the fridge. And I pulled it out and it was like tar. I dumped it into the disposal and it was like, it was so gross, but what?
Anyway, so you didn't make that drink.
So, yeah, because it only used a half ounce of the 6 ounce or 8 ounce, whatever it was. It wasn't worth it. So,
the juice wasn't worth the squeeze, if you will. It
definitely was not worth the squeeze.
If you will.
IYKYK. So, tonight, I am doing a vodka sunrise because I've been drinking vodka this evening. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I was going to say something different.
Something way different. So a vodka sunrise is a screwdriver with grenadine. So it's vodka, OJ, and grenadine. And it's delightful.
You want to tell everybody what you learned about screwdrivers?
Yes, the screwdrivers.
The drink.
I can't remember the countries. But American oil workers, when they were in some other country, I don't remember what it was.
We'll say Russia because it's vodka.
Russia.
No, we're making that part up, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they were in Russia when they were doing this. But supposedly they would add orange juice to their vodka.
Or vodka to their orange juice.
Vodka to their orange juice in the morning. And since they were, you know, construction workers, they didn't have a spoon, so they would use their screwdrivers to stir it.
Hence the name.
Which is perfect for me. I'm in construction. I could see myself doing that. Ugh. I've used pinkies.
Yet you won't drink the pineapple juice out of a can that's been in the refrigerator.
It's foul.
For one day.
It's foul.
But you'll stir your drink with a foul ass screwdriver? It's come fine. On, bro.
I'll stir it with my cleanest finger. I'll be like, mm-hmm. All right, I know what this finger's done.
I mean, that's one thing, but a screwdriver.
And what are you drinking, my love? You have a whole
concoction. Well, you didn't even say what was in your... Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah. There's three things.
Welcome to the show. You drink.
Mm-hmm.
You got to tell us what you have.
And you didn't cheers.
All right, cheers. All right, what are you drinking?
So, fruits of my labor.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's what I'm going to call it. Just kidding. So I saw a TikTok and he was making margarita strawberries and like not a strawberry margarita strawberries. So it's strawberries.
Yes.
He put in a jar and then basically made a margarita and then just let it sit overnight so that the strawberries would absorb the margarita.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that. I was like, I have strawberries and I have margarita stuff.
I have tequila.
Yes. So I, yesterday, cut up a bunch of strawberries, poked holes in them so that they would absorb the liquor. And then I put lime juice, triple sec, and
tequila. You put triple sec
in
there.
Well, it was in his recipe, so I did.
Oh, okay.
And tequila in the jar, let it sit.
What tequila?
Casamigos. Come on. Okay. Let it sit overnight. So this evening, I was eating the strawberries. I should have added, I feel like, agave to it as well, but he didn't. But if I was to do this again, I would probably add agave into the mix.
You love agave in your margaritas. So.
Yeah. So it just, the strawberries were sweet, but with the lime juice, it made the strawberries tart. Mm. They were more tart than they were fresh. So anyway, I would say add agave if you're going to do this. And then, so I ate the strawberries with some tahini. And now from the mixture that I had the strawberries sitting in, I now have a strawberry margarita.
Boom.
Boom. Two birds, one stone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's good. It's actually really good.
So,
and I did add agave to my margarita.
But you have a pretty healthy amount left, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's.
Do you think it's like one whole tumbler worth?
No.
No.
I'll probably just drink the rest of it tomorrow.
Good plan. Fuck it Friday.
Fuck it Friday.
Oh, speaking of fuck it Fridays. So, anyways. I'll get to it. It'll make sense in a second. So before we wrap up our Vegas deal, like we always do, we talk about our upcoming events and places we can go and places we aren't going, but we still want to promote it. So today is Thursday, June 12th. This Saturday, the 14th, the suites are headed to Athena's.
Yes, we're going to Athena's all day and night. 12 in hours.
Fontana.
12 hours of Athena's.
From 2 p.m. to 2 a.m., they are having their summer beach party. It's their kind of their welcome to summer party. I think they had a party last month, but it wasn't like a huge thing. But this is like their welcome back to summer party. We've talked about Athena's before. We've always had a really good time there. Beautiful private house on like 5 acres or some shit like that. And they have a, it's resort style in the back, beautiful pool. Anyways, you can find it. If you're on Cassidy, you can look for the Athena's community and come join us there a couple days. We're going to have a blast there. If you can't find the information, you can always message us on our super sexy Sweetums hotline. And I can give you all the information. So we are doing that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But also on Saturday here in Menifee, which is a little bit south of Fontana, the DTF Lust Party is happening.
Yes.
Unfortunately, we cannot be at both.
No.
But for this one, for this particular day, we chose Pool Party because it's summer.
Summertime.
So, summertime.
Oh, no, I went summertime and living's easy.
Bradley's on the microphone with Ross. And So for this particular weekend, we did choose the Athena's Party just because we haven't been there in quite a while. And we did the Lust Party a couple months ago. Yeah. So we're going to get back to the Lust Party here pretty soon. Let's see. And then also the following weekend on the 21st. We're going to be doing a pool party in Temecula, California. However, on that Friday, the 20th, there is another Say Less meet and greet at the Cove. We have talked about that multiple times, and we actually went to the last one. We're not sure if we're going to be able to make this one or not due to restrictions on our schedule and stuff. And there's already a shit ton of stuff going on in June. So
right.
We're not sure if we're going to be able to make it just yet, but we're going to try.
But either way, go.
Yeah,
if you're in the area, check it out. It's fun.
You might have more fun if we're not there. Who knows? Maybe you haven't gone there because we are there.
Now is your chance.
This is your opportunity. So make sure you check it out. And then 27th, Friday, June 27th, we are doing a birthday bonanza for Butt. You know her. You love her. It's the Butt.
It's the Butt. From Beard and Butt.
Yes, Beard and Butt. We've talked about them many times. We are doing her birthday party at the Temecula Wine and Beer Garden. We're going to be there all night long, some live music. It is a meet and greet style setup. So even if you don't know her or know us, it is open to the public. We would love for anybody and everybody to come join us.
Butt wants anybody and everybody to come join us.
Butt wants it all.
She wants it all. But
wants it all. So if you guys don't know her, trust me, you want to meet her. Come have a good time. It's gonna be a fun time. All the event stuff is on Cassidy again. If you join the Sweet Side of Life community, you can see all the events we post. And here pretty soon, I think I'm gonna use our Twitter and TikTok for some of this stuff. I'm gonna start making like graphics that have like all our upcoming party dates, and I'll start using that as some of the advertisement because I realize not everybody has Cassidy.
Yeah.
So I kind of want another place where it's written down with the details. So I think I'm gonna utilize Twitter for that, or X, whatever you want to call it nowadays.
Alrighty then.
So here we're gonna take a quick break, and I'm gonna hit you with all our social information and all the ways to get a hold of us. We'll be back in 1 second. Thank you for listening to the Sweet Side of Life podcast. If you're looking to get a hold of us, you can find us at our Sweetums hotline, 951-226-5261. You can text us there, you can call us and leave us voicemails, but most importantly, you can send us all your dirty pictures. And there's a good chance I'll hit you back. But you can also find us at the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. And you can find our TikTok at Sweet Side of Life podcast. And if you're on X, also known as Twitter, you can find us at Sweet Side Pod. Thank you so much.
Second gone.
Welcome back.
You can't do that.
Do.
I don't think you can do that.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Speaking you know of what? Them.
Yeah, we actually, Swingers Couch Podcast. We are on their Discord, as you need to be if you haven't already signed up for it. The link is in our profiles. Swingers Couch Podcast is another podcast we go back and forth with for quite a while now. And they... For the first time, What? No. Am I rambling?
No.
Stop with the fake laugh.
It was 30 seconds I needed to laugh. I was trying to meet my quota.
Inside joke. We got a couple of we've been getting a lot of great positive reviews on our podcast, and that's awesome. We'd love to see them. Keep them coming, guys. But you know, with the good, there will be the bad.
There'll be people who we are not their cup of tea,
and that is totally fine. So one of them was that I ramble too much, and I get it. However, this is a podcast where literally the only thing I can do is talk, but that's fine. And you got one saying that you need to cut the fake laugh
every 30 seconds.
To anybody that knows us in real life, there's nothing fake about that. No. Laugh. You are just laughing all the time, and that's fucking fantastic. And I will say never change. What's that outside? Or don't change, pony boy, or something. There's like something about that. So the laugh is authentic, and I am extremely funny.
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
Really funny. I'm laughing at me.
Oh.
It's the voices in my head. Just kidding.
The voices are all. So anyways, thank you for your review, but her laugh is just, that's her.
It is.
She's just authentic. And if you look at all the other reviews, most of them reference her laugh. And like I said, the people that know us IRL, that's just how she is. That so is
how I am.
I wouldn't have her change ever.
No. So. I used to laugh with no sound. It was kind of literally goofy. Yeah, I used to laugh and it would be like, but not even that much sound.
I remember just like one day you let it out and everybody's like, holy shit, you got a good laugh, girl. And then
I think the older I get, the more because when
you're not as self-conscious.
I give zero fucks. So it's like, if my laugh annoys you, sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm.
But it's all good. We love all the what's the word I'm looking for?
I have thoughts no idea. And prayers. Anyway, so we were talking to Swingers Couch today. They were doing
like a motherfucker.
Yeah, they were doing.
They were actually recording their podcast tonight, and on the Discord they put a "We are live, call in," and it had their phone number. So I attempted to call in, and it went straight to voicemail. And then I tried calling again. It went straight to voicemail. So I
just didn't want to talk to you.
Exactly. They were just sending me. So I texted back in a group. I'm like, what's going on, guys? And then he actually called me, and he's like, yeah, it's not working.
Turns out I didn't test this out.
So we were the beta testers. So we talked to them for a little bit. I'm not sure to what extent they were recording or were not recording. So we'll have to see when they put out their podcast. But
yeah,
we had a fun conversation. We're definitely going to have to get together and do a dual podcast. But the only issue is we live in two different time zones.
Right. They were like in the midst of their podcast and we were just finishing dinner. Yeah.
So they're in Florida. We're in California. That's a 3-hour difference. And most of the time, we record our podcast at about 11 p.m., which is going to be 2 a.m. for them.
Yeah.
And when they record, it's like 6 for us, and it's not really feasible because we're in the middle of dinner, and we're still doing all the family stuff. So it's going to be tough, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
That being said, I think it's time we finish our recap from Memorial Day. So we talked about Thursday and we talked about Friday.
Friday.
And I think now we talked about butts
getting
issue.
Them in the, when you say butts issue, it sounds like a butt issue.
We talked about that butt issue. And then I think now we're waking up Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're waking up Saturday morning. And I don't know what it is about Vegas because I drink all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up not feeling my best, but I mean,
hangover,
normal hangover. And then I started getting ready, and I don't know if it was the heat in the room, like I was hot.
The room was a little clammy.
Or what, but I got nauseous, like crazy nauseous, like I couldn't even function, nausea.
Yeah.
It was not just like slight nausea. It was like, okay, I'm trying, but
yeah,
it's not working.
I think we need to start carrying a portable fan.
Maybe.
Because in a lot of these hotel rooms, especially in Vegas, it's clammy.
Yeah.
It's humid. I think if just a fan, just to, as you're sitting there in the morning, waking up, just a fan to kind of move the air, yeah, I think would help.
Maybe. But I mean, other places, I don't know, maybe it's just because it was hot and it's hot in Vegas. But,
or maybe you just need to sack up.
Yeah. So I was like not functioning. You like got me up where I was like, okay. I'm like trying to get through it. I'm like, okay, maybe if I get some coffee and some food. So you went and got Starbucks. And I'm like, okay.
That's right. I did do that.
Yeah. And I couldn't even eat it. I was like one bite. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even think. So then I knew one of our friends, she gets migraines. So I thought she might have some, I think it's Zofran.
Yes. Yeah.
That is for like nausea. And, she didn't have any with her. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I knew it was frustrating you, but obviously like you knew I couldn't do anything about it. Like yeah. That, I mean, I didn't make myself nauseous.
Well,
but
the thing that was frustrating for me is this is the exact same thing that happened last time we went to a Whistler's pool party.
Right. So if anybody's heard that story coming in the same month of June, coming into, well, we were in May, but anyway, basically the same time frame. We were doing Dirty Vegas, the last day of our Dirty Vegas trip, going to Whispers. I got really nauseous. Again, same thing. I rallied, but it took like half the day.
And then the concept of that day is we had a, you know, quite a few people going. And
what is that music? Oh, a cell phone. I'm like, what is the? There's music playing.
One of our other cell phones was going off in the background.
I'm like, you have headphones on, so you can hear it. And I'm like, what the hell is that music coming from?
So anyways.
So I was nauseous. I was nauseous before. Yes. The same thing had happened.
Yes. Oh, so we had a lot of people, and I run a pretty tight ship with my schedule. And so, yeah. My plan was to get to Whispers right when the door opens so we could get a section space of chairs.
Yeah, because they wouldn't let you reserve.
Yeah, there's absolutely no reservations there. And
so if you go there, just know that. You don't get to reserve your chairs at Whispers.
They have a lot of great like lounge chairs, and they have little areas with cover areas for the sun, shaded areas. That's all great, but you can't reserve them. I mean, if you know somebody, they probably do something for you.
Put a towel on it for you.
But yeah, there's no purchases. There's nothing like that. It's a free for all. Yeah, so no, I wanted to get there. We had 10 people. We were rolling with 10 people, right?
Yeah, there's 10 of us.
So I wanted us to have a space just because I knew some of the girls that they got hot. I wanted, you know, an area for shade. So I was all about let's go. So wow. When you started having your episodes, I'm like, well, fuck.
And you knew none of our friends would actually be there earlier than you.
Yeah, no. I couldn't.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I couldn't count on them, but
you can't. Not to be early somewhere.
Not in this episode time. For this particular thing. No, it was going to be like, yeah, I had to be the one, which is me. That's how I am.
You. Yeah. So anyway, I was not feeling good. Not. Figuring it out. I was like getting worse. I thought, okay, give me half an hour, because you caught me up kind of early for when we actually wanted to be there. So I was like, okay, give me half an hour, let me sleep again, maybe I just need more sleep for half an hour, and then like I'll probably be able to rally after that. Nope, that didn't help. So then I'm like, okay, and then I was like, well, maybe Dramamine will help, because that like helps for nausea, since I mean I can't just get a prescription for Zofran like right away. So then Sam actually was out, so she went and got me some Dramamine, And honestly, like, that saved the day. I took two of those, and
that is now in my backpack.
Yeah.
Travels everywhere with me.
That doesn't happen to me. This has happened to me twice.
And then it happened again the next day.
Yeah.
Not as bad.
Not as bad. Well, because I took the Dramamine. Yeah. Like, I knew what I needed to do. Yeah. To do it. So anyway, so I took the Dramamine. We rallied. Even though we left later than you wanted to, we were still the first people there. Like, not of all of Whispers, but like of our friend group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still got a nice area.
Yeah. We still had an area. It was plenty big for all of us. It worked out.
It's just one of those. It's all great until it doesn't work out.
Yeah. Well, your brain always goes to worst case scenario.
I'm a realist.
I call it a pessimist, but realist. Okay. But anyway, that obviously didn't start our day off fantastic, especially because it wasn't just like it was between you and I that like I wasn't feeling good and you knew I wasn't feeling good. Our whole friend group knew I wasn't feeling good because I had, you know, messaged the one person for Zofran and then I just put it out into the whole text group. Like, does anybody have Zofran? Like, I thought she would have it, but just in case anybody else have it. So that's obviously when Sam went and got me the Dramamine. But so everybody knew I wasn't feeling good. So then it obviously brings a vibe when one of your friends isn't
like kid gloves.
Yeah.
Like,
when one of your,
okay?
yeah.
Is she okay?
Yeah.
Is she
and okay? Everybody kept checking in on me, which is obviously just like, sweet. They're my friends.
It's just,
yeah. It's like, it kind of brought the vibe down for the day. Unfortunately, I think a little bit.
It starts to vibe a little weak.
Yeah.
Instead and of then, going in like, oorah.
Yeah. And like, then, eh. I mean, Tom was probably fine, but Liz was still on Michigan time, and we were so out so late on Thursday and Friday. Her sleep schedule was all jacked, so she was also super tired on Saturday. So it's just like between all of the things, and then of course Beard and Butt had just gone through their whole thing, and
in my schedule, my schedules are pretty tight. They don't allow for naps.
Yeah, so that's what Beard said. He's like, maybe next time. I love your vacations, but maybe next time we schedule in a few naps. it's like boom, 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 boom.
Honestly, I don't disagree with him.
Yeah.
It
probably would have helped,
but
the vibe a bit for everybody.
Probably, but yeah. I deal with FOMO.
Yeah.
Big time. FOMO. So when I know there's an event that has started and I am not at that event at the time it has started.
Yeah.
I get FOMO.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of in a mindset of like, well, we're all the way here in Vegas where we've done this, we've spent this. I want to take the entire thing by the balls.
Yeah. But you do tell me sometimes when I plan like vacations, you're like, you're like, now let's not cram in like every single activity we could potentially do.
You did that in Jamaica. That was ridiculously insane. Had a great time. But my God.
Saw all the things.
You scheduled like 12-hour excursions where we literally like went up the hill, built a small village, and then came like, that was intense. So, yeah.
So maybe take your own advice, maybe, friend.
Maybe. Anyways, continue.
So, but the pool party was fun. Like, it was, not the vibe.
All right, guys. Here,
aside from me, it was not the vibe we were expecting.
Here's where this podcast is going to take a turn. So, all right. We are going to complain a bit.
Oh, no.
Yes. We're going to complain with constructive criticism. I'm not going to ask to speak to anybody's manager. However, all right. Whispers, guys.
Yeah.
Listen. You failed me a bit.
Totally failure.
Because here's the thing is we've done multiple nighttime Whispers party and we've had a great time. We did one daytime pool party that Sunday of Dirty Vegas where we rolled in. You weren't feeling good, but we rallied. We were in the pool. We had a good time. They had a DJ. They had like a barbecue going on. It was a party.
It was a vibe. It was a party.
A total vibe. And I had told all of our friends, I'm like, listen, we've done the pool parties here. And we are bringing all these people here, you know, we're rolling in with a group of 10, all from out of town. We're like, hey, look at the flyer. The flyer says DJ. It says food. I'm thinking it's going to be that same Sunday.
Vibe.
It's a holiday weekend.
It was a holiday weekend.
The Sunday we went was not. It was just a standard Sunday.
Yeah, it was just a regular Sunday.
So we rolled out on
Saturday. And they were charging $10 more than we had paid when we went last year.
Yes.
And I think than their normal days are.
Yeah.
Which is, it's still not expensive, but I'm just saying.
The price.
The point was just like they charge more.
More for less.
For less.
So basically the flyer says DJ, food. So in my head, I'm thinking it's going to be the same thing, but it's going to be Memorial Day weekend.
So it's going to be
a party.
It's going to be better. 10 times better.
Yeah, let's go. So we get there and the stage area where the DJ is set up, it just has a bed.
A mattress.
A mattress, which later had a show on it. I'm not complaining about that.
No.
However, I would have loved to see a DJ there.
Right.
So I went up to the owner and I was like, hey, are you guys, or I was like, hey, what time is the DJ getting here? And then they were like, oh, yeah, we don't actually have a DJ today. I'm like, oh, okay. All right, cool. And then he goes, yeah, we're probably not even going to be doing DJs for like this summer. I'm like, oh.
Then change your flyer.
Okay. I can deal with parties if there's not a DJ there, as long as there's someone that is paying attention to the music.
To the music and the vibe.
And the vibe of the crowd.
Yeah.
Because as we're sitting in the pool, it's like some yacht rock.
Yeah, it was just...
It was cheesy.
It was cheesy. It was way too chill. It wasn't a party vibe. It wasn't on...
It did not like, feel Memorial Day weekend party.
Yeah, at all. So on top of our energy level as a group, being on the lower side with all of the things we had been going on, the energy level of the... we'll call it a pool party, I don't know, was super low too. So it really didn't lend itself to like party vibes.
I was thinking, all right, we're rolling in. We're going to get amped up by this party and have a good time.
Yeah.
And just like a couple of the people from our group like went up and said, hey, can we change the
playlist?
Yeah,
they asked like can we change it? And then she's like, our friend, she asked, she's like, hey, can we change this? Or can like, who's managing this? And the girl was like, oh, yeah, we should definitely change. She's like, can we get some, like, 90s hip-hop
like
or,
something
in here, like, that's got some beat to
there
it?
There was, like, Phil Collins playing.
It was...
And I love me Phil Collins.
Yeah, just not on a pool party.
But not at a swingers pool party.
Yeah. It was not a vibe.
Yeah, so...
So then...
I was really let down with that.
Right.
Because I'm a music person.
Right.
Music is my vibe. Music sets the tone for everything.
Right.
So that... And I saw this beautiful grill right next to our little tent setup. I'm like, cool. I was telling everybody, that's where they're going to be making hamburgers. Maybe it was my fault for assuming.
Right.
Nobody ever came out to make hamburgers.
No. There was food inside.
There was
but
like,
it was like...
Tortilla
chips. It
was chips.
Fine, but it was basic
I went in,
swinger food.
At some point, someone said there was chicken. I went in and the chicken
was
gone.
It was gone. Yeah, because that was the only like protein they had. And then they had, I think... pulled pork after that, but you don't eat pork.
So here is perhaps where I went wrong. Evidently at Whispers, Sunday is the biggest day for their pool parties.
Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Right.
However, Saturdays on a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, they should have had that whole weekend.
That whole weekend should have just been a fucking party.
Yeah.
Like from beginning to end. Boom, boom, boom.
And at the
boom,
very
boom.
Least, have reasonable music.
Yeah. So.
Or don't put a DJ on your flyer if you're not going to have a DJ.
Yes.
So we know what to expect.
Yes.
And if they knew Sunday was going to be their big day, then they should have been like,
Sunday
DJ,
Sunday,
this. And then like Saturday could have just been left.
Come hang out.
Yeah. Because that's what it was. So that was sad.
That being said, I had a little fun in the pool.
Yeah.
I kissed a little. I got a little handy. You know, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Had a good time Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was a good time. It just wasn't the time we were wanting. Put it this way.
If we weren't there with our friends, I probably would have been looking for where else can we go right now.
Which is, you should have brought that up because I think all of our friends were thinking the same thing. And they just were kind of following your lead.
Yeah.
Well, so next time, remember that. Bring it to the group if you're thinking that.
But in my mind, I didn't. Where there's nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
But now I know something different.
Yeah.
So that was Saturday during the day. So then Saturday
we went to dinner another steakhouse.
We did three steakhouses. This one
was
this weekend.
I know. This one was at Cosmo. I don't remember the name of the steakhouse, but it was good.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Was it a steakhouse or was it just... Yeah, it was a steakhouse, right? I don't know. We all had steak, though. I think most of us... Well, no, I think... Actually, no, I had fish at that one. That one was... Oh, that was really good. I had a stuffed... It was like sea bass stuffed with like scallops and shrimp and stuff. It was really tasty. But you had steak. I think a lot of people had steak. Anyway, I don't know where we ate, but it was in the Cosmo. It was really good.
All right.
And it was also really expensive. But they did make a good... They hand-stuffed their olives for with blue cheese for the dirty martinis, and that was delicious.
But did they have a DJ?
No.
Okay.
So we ate dinner. Yes. And I would have loved to post a lot of these pictures of all of us at dinner and all the things. We did take pictures like that because people in our group are much better than I am, than we are at getting photos. But I don't want to blow up anybody's spot on our TikTok. You know
who in our group, they weren't here this weekend, unfortunately, but the metal workers.
Oh yeah.
He is like our event photographer.
Yeah, he takes pictures everywhere we go. And then the next morning we get all our pictures the next day.
He takes pictures of everything. Yeah. Like the next day it'll be like,
I think he told you at the Cove he has a picture of your dick in your underwear that have like your fishnet underwear.
Yes.
He's like, I think I have a picture of, like, yes, why? Like, why did you take that picture?
He's got probably more pictures on my dick on his phone than I do of mine on my phone. That's a whole nother episode right there. But anyways, so our event photographer was not with us.
He was not.
So yeah, we took a lot of photos, but you were going to say something about that?
Oh, I just wish I would have been able to post more of them, but because then I'm like, but I don't want to blow up people's spot.
Yeah,
I already posted, if it was just you and one other person and me and one other person, I posted it with, I put a face, something on their face, but I'm like, I can't put like smiley face emojis over like eight other people and then just us. Like that just seems silly. So anyway, so we had dinner. That was really good dinner. All of our dinners were super fun.
Yeah.
The guys got into this whole argument about making a burrito, if it was square or cylinder, and if it was smoking weed. I don't know. Anyway, there was this whole thing they passed around.
I was not part of that conversation.
A tablet around the table for everyone to draw it.
Oh, that. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. I feel like our dinners were so fun. But, expensive, but also fun.
Surprisingly enough, it wasn't that hard to seat 10 people at a steakhouse in Vegas. You'd think that'd be much harder.
Well, we did reservations
stuff,
at everywhere, then, but yeah.
So,
I mean, I think Vegas is set up for that, you know, like they know people are, you know what I mean? It's tourists. So
that's true.
I think for the most part, they kind of know, and you can get a reservation if you need to.
Yeah. So
somewhere.
So after that dinner, I remember chomping at the bit because my schedule was running late. The service there was good, but it took a while.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's a dinner. It's a nice dinner.
Care.
We're not at like McDonald's to shove quarter pounders down our throats.
I would have been fine with that.
And that sounded that could be the name of like another sex video. Quarter pounders down our throats.
So eventually our plan was to go back to Whispers for their night party, which was schoolgirl themed. So we all got dressed. We went back there and we got to the Whispers. What are you doing?
I was trying to look at the picture to see if I could figure out the restaurant, but
we're past that.
There's a bag, but it just says the Cosmo. It doesn't have the name of the...
Moving on.
Okay, I know. Go.
Moving on.
Well, don't ask me what I'm doing. Continue telling your story.
I'm waiting for you to chime in. So we got to Whispers and...
And what?
Talk with me.
And what?
Whispers, the night party.
Okay, yeah, what?
We got there and what else? What happened? We got there. Tell me.
Oh, I thought you were telling.
No.
Oh.
Like, I've been told I ramble too much, so I'm trying to get you to fucking interact with me. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jose 123. I'm trying here. Jeez, she's over here on her damn cell phone.
I was looking at the picture.
Yeah, you're doing everything but the podcast. All right, so we got to Whispers. We were all in our schoolgirl skirts.
You were in your schoolgirl skirt.
I was. I was looking pretty fucking good. So you're going to have to help me out with the timeline of everything. I remember going out on the patio.
Yeah. That happened.
Yeah. All right. So we were on the patio, and then after the patio. Is there anything about the patio you want to add? No,
there wasn't a whole lot of that night that was like the first part of that night that was like we were hanging out with everybody, our friends were all there. We were hanging out with them. We went to watch the BDSM rooms.
Yes.
Not
all of us went in there though, huh?
No. We watched a girl get.
When was the Bert? The Bert thing was.
Spoiler
that
alert.
That was earlier, right? Earlier in the night? Early-ish? Later,
no,
but early.
No, it was later.
It wasn't after everybody left, though. It was before.
It was before.
Yeah.
So, I think Liz and Tom had left.
For the Bert thing? They left pretty early.
They left
the
early.
Night,
they retired.
Yeah.
So, we watched a girl get electrocuted on her clit.
Yeah.
So when
what's that called? A TENS unit.
A TENS unit, yeah. So a guy had this girl sitting on this bench. I don't know. She was like kind of leaned back on
a
bench. And
she was
restrained. She was restrained and her legs spread wide open.
Mm-hmm. And I saw where babies come from.
Restrained in that direction as well. And this guy, he was wearing a like a medical... like a doctor's, like he was a doctor and he had his TENS unit and he was placing it on her clit and on her labias and
on each side of her labia. And what a TENS unit does, for those that don't know, it's for
electrical
like,
impulses.
Yeah. It's basically two like sticky pads that stick on two areas and then it shoots electricity through those two pads. So you can use it to stimulate like your back muscles or your forearm muscles if you have, you know, issues there. But in this particular case, it was stimulating her clitoral.
Well,
area.
Actually, he had it on her labias, right? And then he was using a bullet on her clit.
Yeah. So it was on the outside, but it was going through was what I was saying.
Yeah.
It goes through. Really quick, let's pull back just a second. So if you haven't been to Whispers, they have a... like a little side garage room. It's a house party. It's a glorified house party. And they have like a little side garage area that is kind of dedicated to like kink and BDSM. That's separate from the rest of the house. So that's where we were in this mm-hmm. particular issue. And one of the rooms, like you said, had a little reclining chair and then that's all. So we were in there for a while watching. I was oddly hot.
It was interesting.
I'm not big.
I don't know if I thought it was hot or I was just like intrigued. She was like screaming, but then like, I don't know.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
It was intense. And I just kept thinking, I would not want to be her, but she didn't.
She signed up for
it. Yeah, she didn't. Yeah, obviously she wanted to be there. So
we didn't really go into the main room too much, did we?
It was crowded.
Yeah, it was really crowded in there.
Yeah.
While we were standing in the hallway outside of those two rooms,
Yeah, like I said, it was crowded. There's people in the hallway.
Yeah. There was a girl and a guy that were saying, asking me if I was Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Which I do bear a resemblance to Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
Good or bad, take it as you would. It's gotten me some ends, let's just say that.
Yeah.
I have used that to my advantage. So yeah, they were going on and on about it, and did he take my picture?
No, you can't take their picture.
Oh, that's right. But at one point, she asked me to sign her boob as Bert Kreischer.
Yeah.
And
do you know how to spell Kreischer?
No, she pulled out a Sharpie.
Yeah.
I go, I'm not going to sign your.
First of all, who carries a Sharpie with them?
Yeah, that's random.
She pulled it out of like her fanny pack or something.
You never know. You need like a good Sharpie.
She had like two of them.
Backup Sharpie. She's prepared. But she's like, sign it as Bert. I'm like, well, I'm not really sure how to spell Kreischer right now because I had been drinking. So I'm like, I'll just sign Bert K, but I'm like, I can't do it with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
So she ended up giving me like a brow
eyeliner
or something like that. And then she offered me a pill. which at the time she said it was a moisture,
like a saliva.
Yeah. Creator. Saliva. Like if you're given oral or something like that, it's going to like make your mouth
more wet.
And I trusted her.
Yeah.
Which is not my style.
No.
But
I was like, oh, okay. We're taking drugs from people. Got it.
Let's go. So she like went to like give it to me and then she like pulled back. She's like, no, you got it. Like eat it off of me or something like that. So I mean, put it on her boob and I actually put it inside of her nipple jewelry. So
yeah.
So I had to work to get it a little bit. And I took it and then after it, I'm like, yeah, it worked, but it wasn't my
before that, style. One of the,
oh, that was before.
Yeah. She was like doing like little beating on you. There was a
tennis ball.
It was what do they call it? Like she was a dom, I guess.
Yeah, we'll call it. Yeah, she was like a dom junior. she was in the hallway. She didn't get to the big room yet. So it's like DJs, they have open in DJs. She was an open in dom. She was doing impact play on my back. She's like, well, she asked, of course. And it looked like if those dog
like
tennis ball throwers.
Yeah. But the tennis ball stays attached.
It's affixed to the end. So she was like, started like hitting it on my back. And I was like, okay, like it didn't really do anything for me. But I'm kind of like, if it doesn't hurt me and it doesn't bother me, if you're enjoying it, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm here for it. Like,
yeah,
that's fine. So she's doing that. And she's like, can I hit your butt? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. She's like hitting my butt. I'm like, okay. And then she's like, can we try something else? I was like, I'm like, what do you got in mind? Like, I'll only go so far with this mind state. And then she's like, I have these vampire gloves. I was like, okay, let's see this vampire glove. And basically it was just like a glove and it had a bunch of
like spikes on it.
Like spikes on it. Yeah. So she's like, can I like scratch you or tickle you or rub you with it? I'm like, sure. And she's like, you got to take off your shirt. I'm like, all right. So I took off my shirt. And she was going in pretty good with the, it kind of felt okay.
You like having your back scratched.
I love having my back scratched. And she's like, it's kind of like it'll get that itch that you can't quite ever get. And I'm like, I got a few of those. So she went in pretty good. And I wouldn't say it wasn't sexual at all, but I enjoyed it. Because,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like a good back scratch.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. You need to get one. They don't sell them on Amazon.
You looked.
I did. So apparently you just can't buy a vampire glove on Amazon.
Maybe that's not the name of it.
That's what she called it.
I know.
I have a feeling just like the dog toy. I think it was custom made. but hey, I had a good time there. Was there anything else?
I think then we left there.
We left there.
Yeah. The thing with Whispers that night that we will say as well, like, again, I'm going to complain a little bit, is they didn't have a DJ for their night party either, which every time we've been there for a night party, they've had a DJ. And this time they had the dom that we normally see in the room back there. So there were apparently a lot of doms there that night because there was already a ton of people in that room and there was like four or five doms. One of the doms that we normally see in that room.
We'll call him the head dom. He's pretty much always there.
He was.
And he's a great dom.
He's a great dom. He's not a terrible a DJ. He was.
You can't yell at people. At
yeah, all. He was. Oh my gosh, it was so bad. Like he was. First of all, his music choice. He didn't know how to use the equipment. It was stopping songs that people were vibing to in the middle of them, and then playing like songs nobody cares about, and then on the microphone, he was yelling at people to get their drinks off of the dance floor. But that, what he was saying, because he was doing it through the microphone, was then being projected to the outdoor speakers. Yes. So people who weren't even in the room with him, who were listening to the music, all of a sudden their music's being cut off because he's yelling at people on the dance floor with their drinks. And, instead of just coming off and going to tell them privately, like, hey, get your drinks off. He's like yelling at people over.
Or even like he was telling people like a dom.
Yeah.
Instead of on the microphone, like, hey, guys, you actually can't have.
Yeah, not like
can you get
nicely,
no drinks off the dance floor? Like you could be like a thousand different ways to do it.
A million different ways to do it. But like, he's a dom.
Get a drink off the microphone.
So he's and he's in his dom attire and he's donning like donning his dom.
Donning his dom.
Donning his dom and like, I don't know. It was just like. And so it just sucked because we brought all our friends there and I'm just like, this is not it. Like,
and we were talking the place up quite a bit.
We were. And I knew it was, it's old and it gives, like we've said before, like that part of it gives FA vibes. But and I mean, if you've been to a lot of swinger stuff, like there is places you're going to go that are not like, that are on the older side, yes. You know, that are, that they're still keeping up or whatever. But like Whispers has been there for years. So, you know, it's older.
Yeah.
It's an original swinger place in Vegas.
It was a hangout for the Rat Pack back then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's got a vibe in itself to it, but it's, we've like, for the most part, we've had fun. And like I said, they've always had a DJ at night. And this is us going to like four different parties, not just one, like the pool party.
Yeah.
Four different parties, different times of the year. And
it's not like Pauly D's DJing, but it's
no,
it's somebody
but
that's
it's somebody
competent,
who's competent that and they're
knows
playing
the music,
exactly.
Knows the system.
They're not stopping it in the middle of the freaking Cupid Shuffle. Yeah. Like
he played like three line dance songs.
Yeah, exactly.
In a row.
Three like, line dance songs in a row, like not on, mixing man. Any of it up. It was just was not good. Yeah. And so it just sucked because I was like, God damn, like we brought our friends here and then this is just not it. Yeah. Like this is not the vibe. And anyway, so there was that part of it too, that.
So the whole Whispers vibe from the pool party is just slowly.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's
waning.
Like they literally just called in the weekend. They're like, we know people are going to be out here. We give two shits, and they probably primarily get tourists, and anybody who isn't a tourist who goes there regularly probably cuts them some slack, right? Because you have your normal people, you have your normal spots. You know what I mean? Like. We probably cut some places slack that we go to regularly. Mm. You know what I mean? Because we're like, for sure. Oh, it's not the norm. We'll know next time it'll go back. But like when you have a big weekend, it's just like didn't do what they should have done. Yeah.
Now, Whispers, if you're listening, we say this with all the love.
Yeah, we say this with I want to say this because I want to be able to go back and I want to have fun.
And I have every intention on going back. And,
I just
and I
want
encourage
you...
people to go, but we're just kind of pointing out some of the pretty obvious downfalls for us.
Yeah,
things that were fairly easily correctable or avoidable.
Right.
So that's all we're doing right now is I don't want to rag on them. It's just these were just simple things that shouldn't have happened.
No, it shouldn't have. But anyway, so we left that room after the dom stuff, and
we left the DJ room. We're like, okay, we're done here.
Yeah, we left the dom room, and then we walked by, and all you didn't see this, but I saw this. We were headed to the bathroom, and on the couches in the area, all of our friends were
And like the main kind of living room area.
Yeah, giving each other oral.
Not themselves.
No, they weren't giving themselves oral. They were all giving each other
oral. I did not see any of this.
Yeah, so they called us over and I was like, hey, we have to go to the bathroom. We'll be right back. So then...
We went to the bathroom and we came around the other side and we walked out and then we walked into all of our friends there on the couch.
Yeah.
And obviously I was already kind of like, I don't want to say moody, but just overall let down. Like the day, the whole day in itself was just kind of like blah.
Yeah.
So then we came around the corner and they all like looked over at us and like beckoned us over. But my mind went to like, I don't want to say a dark place, but lately I've been struggling with my insecurities and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I saw the group there started without us and I took that as like they obviously
were waiting for us to leave before they could start doing
stuff. Or like, you know, chose not to include us. I know that's not the
Yeah, we weren't even correct. There. We were doing stuff on our own.
Exactly. Which is like duh. Like
yeah.
Of course. But in my mind and my feelings, I saw everybody else already going, which is something I've wanted to do with all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I've played to some extent with everybody in that group, and I had every intention on doing so again. But when I just came around that corner and I saw everybody already going at it without us, it just made me feel left out.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, clearly they didn't want me to be part of that. Right. Otherwise,
which
I
wasn't
would've,
true.
Of course. Otherwise, yeah. I wouldn't have been, you know, I would have been invited or previously.
Right.
And again.
But as we know, none of this stuff is planned.
Again. And also.
Your feelings are valid, but they yeah. just weren't They're the my, situation.
Exactly. And, yeah. I know that was not the intention on anybody in that group. And I am not mad at anybody in that group.
Yeah.
At all. This is all me in my head. And I 1000% know that.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, you're drinking. I was already a little bummed from the night, came around the corner, and then everybody's there. And I was a little taken aback. And they yeah. kind of like called us over. And I was just kind of like, well, fuck. And yeah. then you left me.
I immediately walked
and
over.
You jumped down and you jumped right into the fray.
Yeah, I started giving
as you should. Like, as you should. But that just further
yeah.
spiraled me because yeah. I was like, I'm standing there by myself.
Yeah.
Again, like completely by myself. And I'm like, well, shit. And then I know in my head, I'm thinking, well, they don't want me over there. Why am I going to go over there? And in my head, I'm also realizing, well, nothing's going to work right now because
yeah.
I am so in my fucking head.
Yeah.
And we've had a couple situations where I know if my head goes this way, shit ain't working. Like yeah. any guy out there knows if your head's not into it, your head's not into it.
Your other head's not into it.
So you run over there and you jump down and I'm just like, phew. Like standing there like a doofus. And one of the girl like kind of scooched over on the couch and she called me over. And instead of me thinking, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this is a pity.
Yeah. Which it wasn't.
It wasn't. And I 1000% know that. But in my head, I'm like, this
yeah,
is.
Yeah. You already had negativity in your
yeah,
head.
Yeah. I was like, well, what the fuck is this? And then she scooched over and called me over. I'm like, no, like this is just a total pity play. And I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah. And then everybody thought you were mad.
Yeah. And then you came over and I'm like, I need to get a drink. We need to just leave. I need to like separate myself from this for a second. So you and I went to the bar and got a drink.
Yeah.
And then a couple of the people came over and said, hey, we're getting ready to leave.
We really would like for you guys to come.
Yeah. And in my head, a couple things going on. I was kind of, by that point, I was starting to level out a bit,
mm-hmm.
realize that I just walked into a situation that was just overwhelmed me.
Yeah.
And I realized, you know, just a couple minutes later, I'm like, well, that was not correct. But I still knew, like, my mind is not, I am not feeling sexy right now. I am not feeling confident. And I'm like, there's not one part of me right now that wants to go back and interact
right
with this. Now, I'm not saying this group, but this situation.
Right.
I mean, I wanted to interact with all that group.
You know
what I'm saying? And, but I'm just like, this, I've learned enough of myself in the LS. I know what situations are going to work for me and I know what situations are not.
Right.
And I'm getting better at identifying those. Sometimes it takes a second.
Yeah.
But in this, I'm just like, instantly, I'm like, no, for a couple different reasons. One, FOMO. I hate leaving places early.
Yeah.
And this was still, it was what, 12?
I couldn't even tell you what time it was. But
I would say it was maybe 12.
Okay.
12-ish, 12:30 maybe. So I was going to have FOMO, the interaction. I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. I felt like I needed distance to kind of clear my head a little bit more. Plus last time, we were in Vegas at Whispers. Everybody left early and you and I ended up playing in a room and had a great fucking time.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking like, I want to do that again.
Yeah.
Like I want to go back to that room again and I want to, you know, put on a little public display. And if someone joins us, fantastic. Like I knew the time, I knew the type of fun you and I were going to have at Whispers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, in my head, I'm like, I don't know what the, this other side, if we leave with all this group, I don't know what's going to come from there, but I know that, I'm going to have FOMO and I know that I kind of in my head already wanted to have time with you in the, at the Whispers. So we're like, no, you guys can go back. And,
but and everybody then, just thought you were mad.
No.
I mean, I did too. I thought you were mad at first too. So
I'm mad at everybody.
It was,
no, we've since hung out and talked to
everybody. No, I know. Since. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Everybody knows now what the situation was. I think we've kind of talked to everybody about it.
We haven't talked to we haven't talked to them to this extent. They're gonna get some new information.
I think some people, like I talked to, well, you talked to Palm Springs guy, and I talked to the girl
briefly,
but I talked to her in more depth,
yeah,
on the phone more recently, and I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I talked to Cole at the pool party the following day, had kind of asked me, and it was a like light, because again he thought you were mad, and I'm like, he wasn't mad, and he definitely wasn't mad I was giving you head, like
none
of that was like, he wasn't mad at anything actually. I'm like, but I can see why everybody thought that, because I initially thought that, but it was just because your reaction was knee-jerk, and you didn't, I think, because you just didn't really know how to react.
Yeah,
I think there processing was, what you were feeling and thinking.
There was anger for sure.
But it was more at you.
It wasn't at anybody in particular. Yeah. It was at the situation that I misunderstood the situation.
Right.
And that anger at the situation was very momentary.
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, well, fuck that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, it just that. But then like, I realized, I'm like, no, that's not it. Like,
yeah.
It's just my initial. And I mean, it's my feelings are my feelings.
Right. Your feelings are your feelings, and you're allowed
my
to have
feelings
your
feelings are valid.
You're allowed to have your feelings.
And that's why I, when it all happened, I'm like, I got to walk away. Just because I knew, like, I don't know what faces I'm making. Like,
yeah.
I just need to leave.
I didn't know what faces you were making either, because I was deep into Cole's garage.
You were busy. And so I was just kind of like, we just need to pull away. And we did. And it sounds like everybody kind of.
Yeah. Well, I think a little bit because of our, like, because of that situation, it kind of like, I think their intention was to go back to the hotel room and play, but I think once everybody got in the cars and the Ubers, they were tired, and that kind of just like,
it's a 20-minute Uber.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And then just the situation kind of probably brought it down a little bit, but
you're
unfortunately sadly for
them.
Well,
we had
fun after they left. Once we wrapped our fingers back around and like, we're like, okay.
Yeah. We were just kind of like,
I realized you weren't mad.
We had a conversation by the locker and it wasn't like, I'm not mad. It's just whatever it was. Yeah. I couldn't really identify it at the time. A couple days later, I was able to kind of think about it and diagnose it and, you know, tear it apart and kind of got down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it was just one of those things, like you had said previously, I could tell the past couple of weeks you haven't been in a good mood. And
yeah,
there's no particular reason. It's just, you know, ebbs and flows of life.
Right.
And I definitely haven't, like, you know, been feeling the best. So that was just kind of like the worst thing to come around at the worst moment.
Yeah.
For me, it was like a confirmation of my feelings. Mm. And I was just
there, like, you go. Yeah, that makes sense.
And you know, when you're already feeling,
it wasn't, yeah.
When you're feeling a certain type of way and then a situation comes along and it confirms that.
Yeah. You feel like, oh, well, this is clearly valid now because exactly. of this. Yeah. Like and you find things to make it valid.
Exactly. You worked a situation and you make it your truth.
Yeah.
So it was just one of those perfect storms. Like you said, you saw them previously.
Yeah, I had seen them when we walked through. Had I seen them first,
it might have been a completely different situation. Yeah. It was just so.
And heard them say, hey, guys, come over.
Yeah.
And then me telling them, we're going to the bathroom. We'll be right back.
Yeah. And then different.
Yeah.
I walked into
right,
it.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway, so
they all left.
Yeah, they left, and then you and I had like a quick, you know, powwow. The lockers kind of got on the same page again, and then we walked back around, and we were watching a couple go at it
in the Purple Rain room.
That was the Purple Rain room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And no. Oh no, you're talking about the one that was like.
I'm a bad student
and all this stuff.
So you're not going to buy me sneakers.
Yeah. Do you like my sneakers, Daddy? Yes. we were in the Alice. That was in the Alice in Wonderland room.
Okay,
so we were watching a couple in the Alice in Wonderland room, and they were older than I am, for sure. He was probably in his late 50s. She was probably in her late 40s, early 50s. And I mean, they looked good, but it was just the banter between them was throwing me off because it was like, it was a schoolgirl theme. And so she was just like, did you like my sneakers, Daddy? Yeah, Daddy. And I was just like, it was hot, but also I was trying not to laugh at some of it because I was just like, that's not my style.
You and I, we don't do role playing at all.
No,
we're not big on dirty talk. Like, we'll talk.
My imagination is not good enough. Like, I'm so analytical that my brain cannot go to role play. Like, I just get too like weird. Yeah. I feel like,
and I am like in my head way too much to be like, all right.
Yeah, like your sneaker.
Hey, I'm your teacher, but you know what? Good for them.
I'm not yucking anyone's yum. As we're watching,
we had to make sure we weren't like audibly laughing.
Yeah, because I was just like, it was good, but then it was like sometimes she would say something like the thing about you like my sneakers, and I'm like, what?
Threw me.
Like, I mean, I guess it's all she was wearing, so
yeah. So
I don't know.
So we it were was there hot, for a little bit, and then
a little bit funny.
Yeah. And then, did we watch any other rooms?
Yeah, we watched the Purple Rain room.
Tell me about the
couple.
Purple Rain room.
The couple in the Purple Rain room. She was bent over in doggy, and they had their door open, but they had a rope across it. And
so it wasn't a pregnancy.
It wasn't a welcome in room. I would have joined them for sure. I've seen them before. They're locals. I talked to them.
You don't tell me any of these things. I'm sure I could have been like. And they would probably have been fine.
I actually talked to them when we were at Whispers.
How come I always hear about this shit like 3 months removed?
Well, because they had their.
I don't
they
care.
They had
Listen.
Listen, Linda.
If you have these thoughts in your head, you need to let me know. You cannot tell me afterwards. Be like, oh, by the way, I wanted to lick his asshole.
I didn't say that. Like, let's not go too far. That's your style, not mine.
Licking his asshole?
You licking assholes.
No, it's eating ass. It's different.
You lick it.
It's a different technique.
Okay. I don't know. Anyway. I don't know about all that.
But anyways. Anyway. Basically, no, when there's a couple... that you're interested in, whether it's behind a velvet rope or not, you need to be a little more vocal with me.
So last time we were at Whispers, the pool party thing, I was sitting there sitting in the kitchen eating, and they were just sitting there just like chatting with me. I don't know where you were, probably in the pool. Or maybe going to the bathroom. I have no idea.
No, I wouldn't have.
I have no idea. I wouldn't have been. I was by myself, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think I would have been. Maybe you were
getting all our stuff together.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. Anyway.
I do recall sitting at a table waiting for our Uber, I think, or something like that.
Last time.
Yes.
I'm talking about last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so we watched them for a little bit, and then we went into the big orgy room, and somebody was getting up right as we walked in there. So
in the middle bed, right in the middle of the room.
Middle bed, right in the middle of the room.
So at that point, I put you on your back.
Yeah, you went down on me.
Yes, I was going down on you for a little bit. And remember the woman?
No.
Yeah, I was going down on you, and you were on your back, and your tits were facing up in you.
Oh, yeah. And this woman comes by, and she says...
Woman and her husband.
Yeah, she says... and they had been eyeing me all night. And he walked by me earlier in the night, and he's like, "You're gorgeous." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." You know? And so, but then I noticed him watching me. So then when we went into the room...
He put an AirTag on you.
Yeah, when we went into the room, of course, immediately, they're basically right there in the room. And
how
she,
convenient.
She came up, and she said... what did she say? "Do you mind
if I
suck or
play with your
tits or whatever?" Like that, yeah. And I was like, this was true, but I was like, my boobs are kind of sensitive, not in a good way. So
yeah, they weren't
our type. So,
but you know what? Props to them for trying.
Yeah.
And props for them for asking.
Yeah.
And not pressing the issue.
Yeah, so they just stood there and watched
they
us
stuck,
for a while.
They stuck around the entire time and watched it, and that's great.
Yeah.
Enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
But there was a another couple in the corner. They were going at it. She was riding him for a while on, like, the booth. And then,
oh, yeah.
And then she left to go to the bathroom, I assume, and he's just sitting there just wanking himself. And I turned you over at that point. Well, there's a few, you know, little things in there, and I started fucking you from behind.
Yeah.
And she came back. I'm assuming she just went to the bathroom, and she probably pooped.
Oh my god, you're so stupid.
And then she goes and she sits down on the thing, and they were probably 6 feet from me. I would have been okay if they joined, at least her. But I was fucking you, and I looked over, and she's just looking at us, and she's just going to town on herself, fucking playing with herself. Like, she had her legs spread wide open, and she was going at herself. And I looked over, and I'm like, "That's fucking hot." I told her, she just, like, smiled. And we were fucking for a little bit, but once that started to happen, I'm like...
You came. Watching her.
Watching her watch us, I'm like...
Yeah. Watching her... masturbate to watching us while you're fucking me.
Like, I tapped out.
All your things.
I'm all
bleh. Your head exploded. And so did your nuts.
Everything. And I dumped a load on
well,
you.
Well, we had already been told though to
wrap it up.
Somebody they had already walked through and said, you know, they gave us a time. They were like, "All right, you guys, we're closing in 30 minutes or whatever they said. So we were already getting like, we already knew our time was short. So if we were going to wrap it up, that was the time to wrap it up. Because
wrap it up. And I did.
You did.
And I came and I pushed your butt cheeks together. I'm like, "All right, run." And you ran and you cleaned up, but some still spilled. So I was standing there with the sheet, like covering it, waiting for you to come out. Because I didn't want to leave the sheet and like get the sheet. You know what I mean? So you came out, we changed the sheets, and which is quite pointless because they're closing up anyways.
Yeah, I probably could have just pulled the sheet off. But...
And then I left you hanging.
You did.
Well, that was my, or that was your fault. You were fucking me pretty good there. And then, so we go out and we collect our clothes and we get all dressed and we go into the main like kitchen seating area and we call our Uber and it's like, you know, 12 minutes away. And you just like, you pull down your pants while we're standing there.
I didn't pull them down.
Yes, you did. And then you grabbed the toy, your vibrator.
No, I had a dress on. I think I pulled up my dress.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All I know is you, yeah.
I pulled the vibrator
and
out.
We're standing in the middle there, and you're like, "Ah!" And so you grab the vibrator, and You rode that for a couple of minutes.
The 12 minutes. No, not the full 12.
And then you got yours. And then I came. Good for you. So, yeah. So come to find out, we had a good time.
We did have a good time.
And we later told Beard, and he's like, what? I'm like, you always leave too early.
Yeah, that's what happened last time.
He's a 9 p.m. wait banger.
Yeah, what does he say? 9:30, down and dirty. And dirty by 9:30.
You know, there's some people that are like that, and
that's not us, though.
We're more like, you know, we
down and dirty fun. By 1 p.m., 1 a.m.
Exactly. We like to close out the playrooms, and that's just kind of how we roll. So, so that kind of concludes
Whispers.
So then, it's do you want to third part this, or it's an hour 15 already?
Yeah, we could probably, because it's just one party left.
Yeah.
So then Sunday morning, we get up, we go to breakfast. We actually went to this really cute breakfast spot. It was interesting.
But you were feeling the same.
But I was still feeling nauseous again. But I had taken one Dramamine preemptively. And then, so when the nausea started coming on, it wasn't as bad as the day before. And yeah. I took another one immediately. And then it started going away. But, we went to this breakfast place, really cute. It was a little French place where they put fresh fruits and stuff on your table and you cut them up, made your own salad. Anyway, it was fun. That's not what everybody wants to hear about. But then we went to Flirts.
Flirts LV, which is Flirts LV and Playhouse LV are owned by the same couple. We chose to go to Flirts LV Sunday party because
we didn't know they had a Saturday.
The way it was presented online is Flirts LV has a pool. Playhouse does not. But Flirts only did pool parties on Sunday. So I chose Whispers for Saturday, Flirts on Sunday. Yeah. Simple logistical decision.
Right.
But apparently Playhouse hosts pool parties on Saturday at Flirts. And apparently Sunday is the bigger pool party at Whispers.
Yeah.
So
and Saturday is the bigger pool party at Flirts.
So it sounds like we flipped our days.
Yeah,
we went by common sense.
We went by what we know.
Typically the bigger pool parties are Saturday. That's just typically how it is.
Yeah.
But
Whispers apparently sold out on
Sunday. I was getting emails on Cassidy saying, we're at capacity. Don't you even think about coming?
Yeah. Sad.
Yeah. So it sounds like we probably should have flipped it. Who knows?
Yeah. Hindsight's 2020.
It is.
So this was our first time at a Flirts pool party.
Yes.
And also, sadly, we didn't get the best first impression.
Well, to start, Flirts LV, their pool party was advertised as Toptional, which is how we read it. And, you know, that's fine. We can do Toptional.
Yeah.
I can keep my pants on. It's fine. So then we heard
Toptional with playrooms.
Yes, we're playrooms. And then I think the day before, the day of, we heard it was actually fully nude. Now, we're like, cool.
No, it was the day of because Sam and Cole got there before us.
That's what it was?
Yeah. So they messaged us actually while we were in the Uber on our way there.
Saying it's this now?
Yeah. Fun fact.
Yeah. So, cool, whatever. So we get there and it's a lifestyle pool party. We've done lifestyle pool parties. We have an idea of what to expect at lifestyle pool parties.
Yeah.
Some are crazier than others. Whispers, you can pretty much do whatever you want, wherever you want. EDR, back in the day, no sex in the pool, but outside of that, there's blowjobs on the pool. You can do pretty much anything else.
Yeah.
So we get there and we walk up and we go to the place to check in with Nicole. One of my Cassidy crushes, by the way. And I told her that. She's like, oh. It didn't work, though. She's like, oh, next. And then you had to go to the bathroom because we had been in an Uber for like 15, 20 minutes and, you know.
Drinking.
Drinking. You gotta pee.
I had to pee.
And we've been to Flirts. We know where the bathrooms are. Yeah. So cool. So we're like, we go up to the register, we check in. Cool. And we get told, hey, we're gonna give you a tour. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, we can get in another tour. Great. And you start walking like towards the bathroom. And then we were told like something like, wait, you gotta wait for the tour guide. He'll be back in a second. And we're like, oh, she's just using the bathroom. She'll come back with a tour.
Yeah.
And then he comes around, and I don't remember his name, but I wouldn't say it anyways. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah. He's like, you need to get the tour so you don't break rules you don't even know about before you even know about them.
And it starts like yelling at us right out the gate.
Okay, I guess I will be holding it.
And then,
so can we do this tour then? Because I really gotta pee.
And then he starts telling us, he's like, all right, guys, you know, here's the rules. You can be naked, but there's, you know, absolutely no touching, no kissing, no fluffing in the water, no touching boobs. You can't make any contact in the water. We're like, whoa, like what it was very aggressive.
It was super aggressive the way it was presented, and it wasn't what we expected.
No. Like, fine, I'm not going to fuck in the pool. Or like, of course.
Yeah.
But I can do more at my local Marriott than what he was saying. And he's like, if you do any of these,
you're immediately kicked out. No chances. No warnings.
It's like, you're gone.
Yeah.
And by that point, we had rented a cabana. And I was kind of like, well, fuck this place.
Yeah.
But the place was beautiful.
Yeah. Like, and the people were hot.
The people were hot. The pool was beautiful. The setup was beautiful. Everything was like... But I was coming from Whispers the night before. I wasn't in a bad mood, but I was knocked down a peg. I was feeling like...
We were all ready to catch a vibe.
Yeah.
And then we walk in, and again, no vibe to be caught.
That vibe was kicked, left in the Uber. I left it in the Uber. So then we walk in, and I'm like, okay, fine. So then we get our cabana, and we're all kind of sitting there looking at each other like...
What the fuck just happened?
And we're like, was that just us? And we started talking to our groups of friends that all came in.
Because we came in an Uber, like four of us, and then four other people came in an Uber. And then like I said, Sam and Cole came or like were there earlier. So we all kind of came at different times. So we all got a tour from the same guy. Turns out we all got the same asshole spiel.
Yeah, which. I believe one of our friends actually said something to Nicole.
And because Sam was like, I'm going to go say something. She's like, I don't know why. First of all, why he's being a dick. She's like, I thought it was just us. But if it's everybody, like, she should know that the person you have greeting and giving tours is an asshole.
The face of your venue.
And then second of all, I don't like that we can't, like, you're not going to tell me I can't kiss my husband in the pool. And then how do you know which one's my husband, right? Yeah. Like, it's like, what? So then she went and asked. So then another guy came over, a different guy, and he was like, no, that's not it. Like, I'm sorry you guys had that experience. You know, it's just think like strong PG-13, almost R. You know, like not quite R, but like a really heavy PG-13.
If
like,
that guy gave the initial tour, it would have been a
totally different vibe. So he's like, so even though this other guy is telling us all this, like, he's like, yeah, you can touch your boobs. Like, you can make out, you can, you know, just don't take your pants. Like, you could take your pants off because you could be naked there. So that was the other thing. You could be completely naked, but you couldn't touch anything. So then it was like, just don't give, you know, blowjobs on the side of the pool. If you want to go play, go into one of the playrooms, you know? Mm-hmm. But everything else is like, fine. You know, just think like heavy PG-13, low R or rated movie, like no fucking. But by that time we had already gotten the, you won't get a warning.
Yeah.
You're going to get kicked out. So then it's like already in my head, I was thinking, okay, this guy's telling me this, this other guy's telling me this, but then he's telling me I'm not even going to get a warning. So what if I cross a line? I don't even realize I'm crossing. Like, what if my PG-13 is different than somebody else's PG-13? And then I don't even get a warning. I just get kicked out.
Yeah.
It's like, and that was kinda like, always in my brain.
Yeah. And I'm pretty chill, but I have a temper. Yeah. So I know if that guy was to come over again and like kick one of us out, I would probably lose my shit. Not like fighting, but I would yelling. Be like, it would become a scene. I'd be like, you're fucking pretty. You know what I mean? I would have, I would have made a scene and I didn't want to do that.
I don't
like when that side of me comes out.
Yeah.
So the guy, I was being like, hands off, like I'm just gonna fucking exist.
Yeah. And for us, I know some people, we have some friends that can just literally go from 0 to 100. They can just like be somewhere and then be like, let's go fuck and go fuck. Like that's not us though.
Our vibe has to build.
We have to flirt and do all the like
all the foreplay
and everything. And then, you know, we can take it to a playroom and play like fully. Yeah. But like we're definitely not like schedule play date type of people. Mm. Like that's just not our vibe. So for us to be in that scenario to then go play, we have to have some sort of build up.
Yeah.
And we couldn't have any build up because we didn't really know where we could go with it and what we could do and how to build up. So yeah, I was like
it was a very confusing situation.
It was so confusing. And it was so pretty. Like
that's the thing that sucks.
I know it sucked because the place was so pretty. The people were so pretty. The setup was great. Like it was the fact they had the cabana was nice. Like that they allowed us to have the cabana, like that they sold cabanas and they weren't even that expensive.
No.
I don't know. And it's just like,
but ultimately one of the other funny things again, music.
Yeah. Is then, a vibe. But their music was not good. No.
Well, they had speakers set up, right? And they had, their music was better.
It was better.
They had some house music. They had some deep house. It was sexy. However, they had it hooked to someone's cell phone that kept getting phone calls and alarms.
Yeah.
So it would go, ooch, 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 silence for 20 seconds while the alarm was going off. And then,
yeah.
And it was like, guys, get a fixed device for your music. Yeah,
get it. Buy an iPad. They're like $200.
No, an Amazon tablet.
An Amazon tablet.
$125.
You'll probably get one for $50.
I have an extra. I will give you one.
Look at your local Buy Nothing.
So just everything.
Yeah. I know. Annoying. We sound like big complainers. But the problem is that...
I don't know. It was one of those things like we brought our friends. We set up the places we were going to go, and it was just a lot of letdowns.
And then it was just things kept happening, too.
Yeah, it's like, all the hiccups throughout the weekend. Don't get me wrong, we had a fun weekend.
We had a really fun weekend. And I would do it again. Yeah. It was just things that, like, I'm like, shit. But now we know Flirts is changing their, like, they've already kind of changed some of their stuff. So I think the plan is to be a little more lenient in the pool. So we don't want that to deter anybody who wants to go there. Just find out ahead of time what you're getting yourself into is all I would say. We probably could have, if we didn't assume it was like every other lifestyle pool we've been to, we would have asked the right questions and then we would have known what we were walking into.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Flirts is that day I left with the attitude of I'm never coming back here. But that was that day.
Yeah.
In retrospect, looking back and with the murmurs we heard of different management style changes. I'm not going to say anything more than that, but just from the rumors I heard, it sounds like it's going to get better for an hour vibe.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely looking forward to trying it again.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to give them another shot.
And then the other things, the Flirt nightclub part, one of the things we didn't really like was that they opened at, what was it?
10, I think.
And then, like, between 10 and 12, it was like...
couldn't be naked at all.
No nudity.
No topless.
It was, like, just talking. But now, they're doing, like, a 7 to 9...
meet and greet at the pool.
At the pool. And then so it's like...
So 9, then they're letting you into the club. And it sounds like they're loosening up some of their things that they were super...
they're adding more time.
Strict on that was kind of odd to us for a lifestyle thing. Because, like, the no... like, I know when we went to Flirts... night thing where it was like no topless, no nothing before midnight. Like that's like,
it was limited foreplay.
Yeah. Exactly. It limited a lot of foreplay for us.
Yes.
And that's what we need to get ourselves into naughty situations.
And in foreplay in this thing, it means the physical and also the mental, the flirting, like all of that.
Yeah.
So it sounds like they're making some changes for the nightclub, which is great.
And the pool party. Because the pool party wasn't nude before. It was optional.
Yep.
And now it's full nude. So it sounds like, and the guy who did tell us the PG-13 R thing scenario, he did say that they're trying to loosen up their, or they might be loosening up their rules at the pool as well to allow
for more. Again, don't take our word for that.
Yeah, exactly. This is not like in their rules. This is just what the guy told us when we were there.
Allegedly.
And when it's going to happen, I have no idea. It could already be going on right now.
Hopefully it happens by the next time we go.
Yeah. So I think it's a good lesson to us, because we always tell people, like, find out where you're going.
Yeah.
Find out like what you need there. Do you need to bring your own alcohol? Do you need to bring your own cups?
Yeah.
Do you need to bring, like, our friends in Michigan, they have to bring their own mixers too. So for them coming to parties, this kind of party, like, oh, we only have to bring our liquor. It's like, yeah, you don't have to bring mixers. Every place we go to has mixers, but you know, some places might not. So it's just, I think, a reminder too of like, ask the questions. I know you always like message everybody and you always ask, but like, we assumed too much. I think
we've gotten to the point where we've done enough that we tend to assume.
Yeah, we assumed. And you know what? Standard. Assuming does, it makes us an ass out of you and me.
That being said, so we've gone way over, babe.
Yeah. And then we had dinner and our dinner was good. We left Flirts. We didn't played volleyball.
All right. And so we left Flirts. We had a good dinner.
So Flirts was, I mean, it was okay for what it, I guess I want to wrap it back up. Like,
if
it was,
if we went to Flirts, just Flirts, and I didn't have the hiccups from the whole prior of the weekend, if we just literally rolled in Sunday to Flirts, it would have been better.
Yeah.
But it was just, that was like, for, in my mind, I knew that was the last
chance,
last event we were doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, when this is how we're going to end this weekend.
Yeah.
I was like, boo.
It was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we had dinner, and then we, after dinner, we, all Ubered down to Coolsville.
Oh yeah. We all Ubered down to Coolsville and we got tattoos. So all 10 of us have happy face tattoos on our wrist.
You've seen, if you've been to our TikTok, you can see it there.
Yeah, I posted it on our TikTok. So we all did $10 tattoos at Coolsville. For some of us, it was their first. Yes. First, not for me, but.
And then after that, we went to one of our favorite tiki bars, Stray Pirate. And we closed out the night there. We left there like,
I think they closed at 12, so I think we left at like 12.
Something like that. But here's the
thing. We had an early flight.
We had to get up at like 5 for our flight. So in my head, I'm like, we need to go.
Yeah.
Like, I'm having a good time, but we need to go. So then we all went back to, 'cause
you know what a pain in the ass I am to get up in the morning.
Exactly. I can get up 2 hours of sleep and be fine, but you are a different animal. You're like, I don't want to get up. You have to. We literally have, the plane's not going to wait. I don't want to go. Well, you don't have an option here. This is not something we can discuss and negotiate on. Like, we need to go. So we went back to our hotel room, and ironically enough, this is, I brought our portable podcast equipment, and I set it up in the living room of our suite with the intention on is, you know, if all of us ever gather into the room, we'll do a podcast. It never happened until Sunday night.
Yeah.
Or Monday night.
Monday night
at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, Sunday night.
Sunday?
Yeah. We were home, we on came Monday. Home,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, fuck. Everybody came over. We're all like sitting on the couch, and I'm like, you had said, should we podcast? I'm like, no. Like, I don't want to start this madness right now.
I know.
Like, we need to go to bed.
Yeah, you had that in your mind, and I was like, oh, we're up.
Yeah, you were going to just, yeah, no. So, yeah, so it just ended with empty podcast equipment. We were gonna do one, but it didn't happen. So, yeah, we made our flight. We got home, and
you didn't get molested by TSA this time.
Well, this time
you got mocked for taking all your stuff out.
So if you guys remember the episode last Thursday or whatever it was, I had to take all of my equipment out, and I had to, you know, I got finger banged. And and so this time I'm like, cool, I'm going to preemptively do it. I pulled all my shit out, and they just looked at me like I was a fucking idiot.
Yeah, they're like, you don't have to do any of that.
You can just, I wish TSA had a set of fucking standards.
Right.
Like, pick one.
I think we went through, I think the reason why you didn't have to do that, because we didn't have to take our shoes off either. I think because the lady in the TSA pre-check line was not busy, I think that's why we went. Because we were down that, yeah, she called us over. We were down that hallway.
Yeah, I do recall that.
So I think that's
why. Whatever,
bruh.
Whatever.
But we didn't know we were in the TSA pre-check line, so.
I'm like, I have a backpack, a CPAP, I have a mixer, you're carrying some shit.
You had your iPad.
iPad out. Like, this is fucking ridiculous. Yeah, so we made it home, and we are here.
We made it.
We did it.
We did
and
it.
I think we just finished our Memorial Day wrap-up.
Yeah, we so, kind of skidded through.
So
Sunday, but
we
nothing
had a,
really
we
happened.
We had a good time.
We had a really good time. No play other than between us.
Speak for yourself.
Well, I mean, I guess not no play, but
Minimal.
Minimal play.
Not as much as I had forecasted. I don't like to go anywhere with a set of expectations, but I had a certain level of expectations.
I think all 10 of us had a certain level of expectations.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was just my feelings. You had feelings, vibes were weird, people were fainting on the way there.
I got finger banged by TSA.
Yeah, you got finger banged by TSA. Rooms were charging us
$9,000.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. It was a big weekend, but
it was fun though.
Yeah,
I mean, all in all, of all the things we complained about, I think we still had fun.
I still had a really
good
time.
The places we went, they didn't meet my expectations, right, which was sad.
So, Whispers and Flirts, if you're still with us,
do better.
Just figure out some of the small stuff and we'll come back again. And they're like, we don't give a fuck
if you don't come back. We could care less if you guys come back. Please don't, actually.
Listen, guys. So, what we're going to need you to do is really step it up in the music department. Now, we, like you said, we were just had a certain level of expectations.
Yeah.
And that we've been met prior at some of these places. And Flirts was just, it was a weird one. But everything gets better.
We still have our friends.
They're still our friends,
so that's good.
And
we hung out 4 days straight with people, and they're still our friends.
Right? That's fucking amazing. And not one of them said anything about your laugh being too much. So
they always say it's
too much. They did tell me I ramble, though. So here we are. I think we're going to end this, and then we're going to be at Athena's Saturday. Come along, hang out. And next episode, we're going to talk about Cali Vibes weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun though. Yeah, we had a fun weekend. I didn't even mention it. At Whispers daytime pool party, we met one of our podcast listeners from Arizona. Yeah, they were really nice and
super nice.
We
tried to get them to come to the night party, but they
ended up going to the Whispers Sunday night party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They said they had a good time. She ended up getting sick, so she wasn't able to make the night party.
Dramamine.
There you go. Dramamine means everything. So
they were a cute couple.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. And they said they might be joining us EDR on the 12th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They were a little tentative about EDR because of all the things that went on. And he actually has a whole rant that he's texted us about that. We'll probably address that on the next show. Oh, and also to the Greek couple that messaged us on our super sexy Sweetums line. You sent a couple photos.
We saw those.
And then you made a reference to this is your contribution to Ass Eden or something like that. Whatever you sent for that, I'm assuming it's a video. It crashed my phone. So I couldn't, as soon as I clicked on your thread, it would bring up your two photos and your text,
but freeze.
It would freeze.
Yeah.
So if there was a video attached to it, I could not see it. And I actually had to delete your thread because I couldn't even reply to it because my phone would freeze. So I'm assuming it was some type of video that was not supported by my phone. So you can email it to the Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. If that doesn't work, I can send you my Dropbox, because I really do want to see what it was you were intending to send us. You could always try again, and then I'll just delete it if it doesn't work out, but we'll figure it out. So once again, that was to the couple that was in Greece, and looked like you were having a good time. And and one of my other favorite couples has sent a few more photos. And the Havasu couple.
Oh, and by the way, thank you everybody for sending photos, because his mood got much better the following day.
You know, I love waking up.
It's like
to Folgers
some,
in my
cup. Some people want Folgers in your cup. You want boobies in your phone.
A while back, we had a couple invite us out to Paso Robles Lake, I guess, and they sent a few more pictures, and I'm Googling where it's at, because.
How long will it take me to get there?
Mm-hmm. Is it a weekend trip or?
Could I do this in a day?
Exactly. I don't think it's a day, because I don't know if I'm allowed to touch, but I'm going to have to spend a little more time than a day. Anyways, so thanks, guys, for sending us pictures and all the kind words. We definitely love it. So I think we're going to call this one right now at an hour and 40 minutes.
It's going to be almost 2 hours by the time you add the little spiel in. All right. When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. I could fake laugh. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.